Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Until last year's special effects-laden film was released, Beowulf was a name known mostly to English majors and students of European mythology, an ancient epic that was famously the oldest written story in the English language.
It was originally an oral tale, so for the first 200-300 years of its life, it only existed in the memories of the bards, the poets who would be telling it to the people, generation after generation. It was finally written down sometime at the end of the first millennium, at the end of the 10th century, by Christian monks.
Petaluma poet and teacher Terry Arrett is part of a group of 8 women writers who spent the past year reading and studying Beowulf, its history, and the culture that spawned it, with an eye toward finding new inspiration for their own work. Among other things, Arrett says, they learned that the mythic story was firmly grounded in real people and events.
The original story involves the Geats, who are basically Swedes. They lived in the area of southern Sweden. And the Danes, the tellers of the tale, however, were the descendants of these folk who then migrated from northern Germany, southern Denmark, to England.
But the story they carried with them was not necessarily factual or historical. Arrett says it was quickly shaped into something more allegorical, perhaps at the direction of the kings and warriors who participated in those actual ancient events.
These were people who thought in metaphor. They thought as much in symbols as they did in what we would consider reality. So real events were often encoded in symbolic form. Was there really a dragon that eventually killed Beowulf? Maybe not, but there was what the dragon represented, which is greed and fear. Those tore his community apart, clearly.
By understanding these symbols, the poetic license of bards more than 1,000 years ago, Arrett says she found some potent contemporary parallels in the Beowulfian story.
By the end of the epic, their leader Beowulf is dead, and the people are about to be scattered. And they were very aware of the fact that with the passing of their leader, their era was passing. And I think that ethos does speak to us. We are a people that are looking at the possibility of being at the end of a certain era, the end of the way we live our lives now. We have to think about changing that or seeing our own extinction. So I think the concerns of the people who composed Beowulf are not that far removed from the concerns of people today.
For modern writers, such as Arrett and her colleagues, it also, as she hoped, has proven to be a rich source of ideas for their own creative reinterpretations.
I was really interested in what would happen if 21st century poets retold the story. What would it sound like in our language? And how could we make it relevant to listeners and readers today? But mainly I wanted to see how we could make it relevant to ourselves as writers. What shape and spin would we give to this story?
The answer will be revealed in a public reading by all 8 of the writers on Thursday evening this week at the Quicksilver Mine Company Gallery in downtown Forestville. It starts at 7 p.m. Readers interested in the original epic are encouraged to seek out the 1999 translation by Irish poet Seamus Heaney. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.